Now, from our KSRM studios on K Beach Road, this is This Week on the Kenai, where the KSRM News Department recaps the largest issues from the week that was. With the top stories from Monday, here's KSRM's Anthony Moore.
Four men who say they were illegally imprisoned for nearly two decades for the murder of a teenager will have their lawsuit move forward after the U.S. Supreme Court declined to get involved in the case. The High Court turned away the case Monday. As is typical, the justices didn't comment in rejecting the case, leaving in place a decision by the Ninth Circuit Court of Appeals. In January of last year, the appeals court overturned a lower court ruling that dismissed a lawsuit by the Fairbanks Four against the city of Fairbanks. The four men include George Freese, Kevin Peace, Marvin Roberts, and Eugene Vent. They were convicted of murder in the 1997 death of a Fairbanks teenager, John Hartman, spending 18 years in prison before prosecutors agreed to vacate their convictions in 2015 following a five-week hearing that re-examined the case in detail and included evidence that other people killed Hartman. The four men sued the city for wrongful imprisonment and said an agreement that led to their release, in which they agreed not to sue, was not legally binding because they were coerced. When the federal appeals court reversed the dismissal of the lawsuit, which sought compensatory and punitive damages and attorney's fees in January of last year, a Fairbanks attorney said the city was disappointed in the 2-1 decision. The attorney for Fairbanks said, "We respectfully think that the two judges got it wrong and misapplied the law." The Kenai Peninsula Borough Assembly passed an ordinance for introduction with a hearing scheduled on April 20th that would appropriate funds and authorize the borough clerk to contract for necessary voting machines, software, and related equipment to provide an accessible voting system for people with disabilities. Assemblyman Tyson Cox.
What this is to purchase 7 voting units that can handle folks with disabilities. It has special equipment that can make sure that everyone can vote on those. We're looking at purchasing 7 of the units, just over $100,000. And then there's also 26 will be rented and they will be on a lease agreement. And that will come to right at just under $150,000 for the leased 26 units. This was due to a complaint from 2015 that was filed with the State Commission for Human Rights.
The complaint was filed following the October 6th, 2015 borough election, alleging discrimination on the basis of a physical disability due to the borough allegedly not accommodating the complainant's vision disability by providing an accessible voting machine. The borough entered into the consultation agreement on December 18th, 2018. As part of the agreement, the borough committed to adopting a voting system to provide private, independent voting by visually impaired individuals. According to supporting documents, the ADA-compliant voting equipment must be provided at every polling precinct or location in the borough where voting occurs. On February 9th, 2021, the Alaska State Commission for Human Rights approved an amendment to the consultation agreement to provide the borough more time to acquire the voting equipment in order to comply with the terms of the agreement. And the Kenai Peninsula Borough states that only 2 companies that are certified under the Election Assistance Commission responded to the request for votes. They include Election Systems and Software and Dominion Voting Systems. The borough chose Dominion following the vetting process. Because the ordinance for introduction passed through the consent agenda, a formal hearing will be held at the April 20th Kenai Peninsula Borough Assembly meeting. Stay tuned for more headlines on This Week on the Kenai.